big new movement in the immigration debate. From APM, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. What a construction giant tells us about the larger economy and what happens now that unlocking your phone is illegal.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
It's turning into a major week for immigration policy, which has broad impact on workers and companies. Tomorrow, President Obama rolls out his immigration overhaul proposal. Today, a bipartisan group of senators also putting forth a plan. For more, we go to Julia Preston. She covers immigration for the New York Times. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So what are the key changes to immigration policy that this deal would make if it becomes law?
Oh, sweeping, because you're talking about granting legal status to a very large number, as many as 11 million undocumented people who are currently in the country. But there's also going to be provisions in this legislation to grant new visas to high-tech immigrants. You know, there's been a critical shortage, according to many high-tech employers, of that kind of visa. This is a huge undertaking.
Many Republicans have long said that they don't want to change the law about citizenship or working status until there's tough new border enforcement in place. What changed to make that possible as a kind of comprehensive proposal that they're looking at now?
There's no question that the results of the election in November had a major impact on this debate. Mitt Romney got no more than 27% of the Latino vote, and many Republican leaders have looked at that and said that we can't win another national election unless we have a different tone for talking about immigration.
Now, you mentioned the election results, but how much of kind of the new apparent Republican interest in having a comprehensive deal, how much of that is Republican supporters inside the business community telling these elected officials that the current policy is not working for them, either big business or small business?
There have been voices in the business community for quite some time. But what seems to be happening now is that those voices, which have sometimes been there but not been out front in the crucial moments, the business community is now coming together with other groups. The Latino community is organized. There's a much more coherent and organized voice in favor of some kind of practical reform.
Okay, Julia Preston with the New York Times, thanks so much for your insight.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are a mixed bag in global trading. The S&P down just a tad. The Dow down a little bit as well at 13,894. New numbers just out last hour show pending home sales fell last month. Mainly, there aren't enough homes on the market. Another report out this morning shows a better-than-expected jump in big-ticket factory orders. Rating agency Fitch says today it's no longer likely to strip the U.S. of its AAA credit rating. For now, Fitch is satisfied with the recent debt ceiling deal. European and Asian markets closed mixed. Big day for Toyota. It now says it sold more than 9.7 million cars and trucks last year. That means it is again the world's largest automaker. Toyota and GM have traded the title in recent years. Toyota was on top, but GM beat it in 2011 when the Japanese tsunami hindered production. Among the stocks moving this morning, heavy equipment maker Caterpillar up 2.2%. It's out today with better than expected earnings. The company's fortunes give us insight into construction and mining. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on what it says about the broader economy.
When it comes to the U.S. export market, Caterpillar is the canary in the coal mine, literally. If underground drills and roof supports are selling well because India and China are building, that usually means other U.S. firms are booking orders too. Matt Slaughter at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth says 2013, though, looks a bit gloomy.
One of the major challenges for the United States right now is growth in many of our major trading partners is slowing down.
Partners like Canada, China, and Brazil.
So slower growth in those countries tends to mean slower growth in export orders for companies like Caterpillar.
Frost and Sullivan analyst Sandeep Kaur says there's still some bright spots like Indonesia, Turkey, and Pakistan.
We are seeing continued demand for construction equipment, for mining, for shipping, for locomotive and railroad applications.
Kaur thinks activity there and China's continued growth, albeit slower, will still provide plenty of customers for earth movers and tractors and just about everything else, too. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Unlocking your phone can give you a feeling of wireless freedom, but a new rule change just in effect over the weekend makes that illegal going forward. Tracy Samuelson reports on what this means for the already rocky relationship between wireless companies and their customers.
When you buy a phone and sign up for a contract with a cell phone company, most of those phones are set up to work with just that carrier. Unlocking it means you and your phone are free to join any network. But doing this without your carrier's okay is now illegal. Carl Howe is vice president of research for the Yankee Group.
The people who this addresses are people who are technologically sophisticated. They like to switch operators frequently.
The unlocking process has largely existed in a gray market of sorts. You could find information about doing it online or pay someone to do it for you. So this law might push more customers to work with their cell provider. Then again,
it's kind of the same question of how much does copyright law deter people from downloading things illegally on the internet? Very much on a consumer-by-consumer basis.
Kevin Boland is a telecom industry analyst at IBIS World. And like with illegal downloads, he says most individuals aren't likely to face charges or penalties. It's the businesses offering these services that might need to look out. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And finally, a sister city returns the favor. After Hurricane Katrina tore through the Gulf Coast, people in Long Beach, New York, raised money for Long Beach, Mississippi. Now, the Mississippi residents are having their turn with their New York friends who are recovering from Hurricane Sandy. They sold barbecue chicken and pork in Mississippi over the weekend to raise money for Sandy victims. Dozens of volunteers, young and old, pitched in with food, money, and hard work. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.